Welcome to season 2 of my podcast, Friends, Relationships, Careers, and MTV. More of the best stuff on earth for you, me, us.
Today I have a really special guest. It's actually just myself. Yeah. Since I don't go out anymore and I don't have any friends who will come by to podcast with me, I'm trying to figure out how to Skype people and podcast them. But until then, I'm basically just on my own. And so today I figured that I needed to put something up. And I'm going to present to you three versions of a reading that I had to do last year. One of the things about, I guess, being a writer is that you have to read sometimes, which kind of sucks because I don't like speaking in public. I don't like reading. I don't like any of it. However, sometimes you have to do it. So last year, I think in October, I was supposed to go read about something related to being in your 20s. And so I came up with an essay, and it's a letter to your 20-something self, and I did it pretty seriously, and I wrote what I would want to tell my 20-year-old self. And then 2 days before I was supposed to go read it, I had Amir read it, and he's like, "This sucks," and which was true. And he's like, "This doesn't sound like you," and I'm like, "That's true." And so I went back to the drawing board, and I tried to make something that was a little more less sappy and a little more sarcastic, because I'm not really into sap. And so hopefully I tried to change everything around and came up with something that was the more fun, more me, and a little bit more trying to make fun of the letter. So I did that. And then most importantly, I had to practice reading. And the thing about reading is that it always sounds like it's being read if you're not a good reader. And until you actually are a good reader, it kind of sucks. And you have to sort of watch out for what you're saying, how you're saying it, everything like that. And so today I'm going to have three versions. The first one is going to be the original letter I wrote. The second one is the new letter I wrote. And the third one is the new letter, but hopefully, you know, mimicking how I read it in public, because I decided to just kind of wing it more and not try to read it as much as sort of say it. I found out that actually came across better, and I was much more comfortable reading it, but the thing is, I do need to sort of just practice reading things in general, especially when you sort of do book events. Sometimes you have to read from your own book, which I also hate, but I'm working on it, and so I figured I might as well put this down and see what happens. Okay, cool. See you guys later. Dear 20-year-old Jay, hey there. It's future me talking to present you. I, you, we look pretty much the same. Actually, we look almost exactly the same. Hit the weights once in a while, yeah? Then again, it's not so bad if your teenage metabolism keeps turning into adulthood. Everyone will be going to the gym while you can sit at home watching television. You'll be pleased to note that you may finally know, at least conceptually, how to ride a surfboard. The bad news is that you are now the black sheep of the family. Even if it's for a good cause and that twin sister you love to make fun of will out-achieve, out-gain, and out-everything you. So, be nicer to her now. Supportive, even. You'll both appreciate it. There's a difference between not being overly tied to your responsibilities, good, and avoiding responsibility altogether, bad. It's okay to be tied down once in a while. Keep an open mind and maintain friends outside of your immediate social circle. Don't lose anyone important to you, because not everyone will be findable on Facebook in the future. What's Facebook? Never mind. Consume as many books, movies, music, and arts as possible. I know you're already doing that, but to do more of it and ask other people to recommend things. Make a list and jot their suggestions down. Most importantly, do a little writing, filming, musicking, and drawing of your own. Pick up a few things and practice them until they can rightly be called skills. Even if you suck at everything, the bloom of youth and unfulfilled potential will lend your work promise. Girlfriends will come and go. I know you just got your first one, but there's going to be a few more. I'm not going to disclose how many, since that would take all the fun out of it. Just make sure the endings are as good as the beginnings. You'll want to stay friends with all of them, even if they hate your guts for a while. So be nice to them, too. Before, during, and afterward. Here's two big words to remember. Financial responsibility. The bill always comes later, even if it's invisible now. Part of being an adult is minding your own money. This won't be an easy lesson to learn, but it's going to help smooth things out later. Research, try merge credit score, and pay attention. Then again, money comes and goes too, so whatever. You won't have as much as you thought you wanted anyway. Blow it on things you'll use for longer than 6 months. Invest in Marvel stock now, though, because they're going to be making X-Men movies. You heard that right, X-Men movies. And they're actually going to be really good. Oh, fashion tip. You may think 24-inch wide baggy jeans are the height of fashion, but that's going to change, and in a rather dramatic way. Hold on to your middle and high school clothes, because they're going to be very useful once again. Pick a major. Any major. Just get out of college. I know you told your parents you're going to business school, but tell them you're sorry. It's not going to happen. Don't worry too much about what you're going to be doing after graduation either. Things rarely work out how you envision it anyway. Plus, the dirty word for the next century will be recession. The caveat is that you should still have some goals, make plans, and aim for targets. Don't be afraid to declare your aspirations. A little peer pressure is good. Find stress, face awkwardness, evaluate how you deal with both and get better at it. Your father is going to pass away soon. When he offers to take you to China to show off his new factory this summer, do it. When faced with the option of following his footsteps and learning the family business, try it for longer than you'll want to. 5 years of your life spent overseas sounds like a really long time. But 10 years later, it won't. Quitting at the first sign of disenchantment isn't the answer. Actually, that's good advice in general. Don't let options be taken off the table by your impatience. Write that one down. Come to think of it, write everything down. Start a journal, scribble in it as often as possible, be as honest as possible. Try to capture what's happening around you, but more importantly, detail what's going on inside. You have actual feelings and emotions lurking somewhere. Even if it seems boringly quotidian, your journal will help chart how you've changed through the years, making it invaluable to future you, now me. I gotta go now, but here's one last thing. Listen to your mother. You don't have to actually do what she says, but listen to her. She's gonna appreciate that. Love and Rockets, 31-year-old Jay. A few months ago, I came across a web meme started by Cassie B on NPR, titled, A Letter to My 20-something Self. After spending the better part of an evening cruising through some letters, I sat down to write my own. In a daze of motivation, I emailed my friends to join in and write their own 20-something letters. I figured we'd gather one of these weekends to compare letters and have a few laughs and come to a deeper understanding of each other. But of course, since none of my friends ever actually listened to me, at the end of the day, I was left with just my solitary letter. After thinking I'd written something totally original and outstanding, I did manage to rope one friend into reading it, and afterwards he said, "This doesn't sound like you. It's way too optimistic." "But that's what these letters are supposed to sound like," I replied. "The point is to calm the fears of your 20-year-old self and then impart wisdom and advice." "Well, yours sounds fake. And generic." "Oh." My friend was absolutely right. I went back online and researched the most common things covered in the typical A Letter to My 20-something Self. You'll be dismayed to know, in a huge blow to our collective egos, that most of our 20s were about the same, minus the details. So, after compiling all that data, I created A Letter to My 20-something Self Mad Libs for all of us. You can thank me later. A Letter to My 20-something Self, Mad Lib Edition. Dear younger self, first off, you look amazing, but please stop wearing blank. It keeps showing up in Facebook pictures and embarrassing us. Trust me. Second, you may think your blank looks blank or your blank feels blank, but don't worry. Before you know it, people will be saying they envy your blank. One of the most important things I have to tell you is don't be scared to take risks or to follow your dreams. If memory serves, you want it to be, or do, blank by the time you are blank. So go for it, and don't be disappointed if you fall a bit short. Even if you fail, you'll learn valuable lessons about blank. And while in the big scheme of things, failure isn't an option, it's also a near certainty. Same with disappointment. You're going to encounter blank that will break your blank, and you'll find something better later. Just be patient. Please stop overanalyzing relationships, because the truth is, blanks are stupid. I know you think you're in love with blank now, but there's going to be a few more relationships down the road. I won't tell you exactly how many more, but it's less than blank and greater than or equal to blank. Now, I don't want to mess around with fate, but that cute blank you'll meet at blank, talk to them, because you just may blank them. You'll also be looking for a job in the real world soon, and there's a good chance you'll miss the carefree times of blank. Stick with the job, though. Don't quit in blank months. Learning to blank is going to be blank for your future. Also, I do have some bad news for you. there are a few financial recessions coming, so dial back on buying all those blanks you're so into and toss some of that cash into a Roth IRA. Or be ready to move back in with blank. Actually, you may be moving back in with them anyway. Don't worry, there's absolutely no shame in it. And if you ever feel completely lost and directionless, there's always blank school. So relax. Life isn't about blank, it's not a blank, and you'll be blank in the end. You've got a lot of time ahead, so remember, you deserve happiness, be true to yourself, embrace the ride, don't panic, hang in there, and laugh out loud, because blank works itself out in the end. Love, your future, blank your old self. Alright, so a few months ago, I came across the web meme started by Cassie B on NPR, and it was called A Letter to the 20-something Self. And I spent a better part of an evening cruising through some of those letters. And then I sat down to write my own because in the days of motivation, I emailed all my friends to join in and write their own 20-something letters. And I figured that we'll gather together one of these weekends to compare letters and have a few laughs and come to a deeper understanding of each other. But of course, none of my friends actually wanted to listen to me. And at the end of the day, I was left with just my solitary letter. And after thinking that I'd written something totally original and outstanding, I did manage to rope one friend to reading it, and afterwards he said, "This doesn't sound like you. It's way too optimistic." And that's what these are supposed to sound like, I said. The point is to calm my fears of my 20-year-old self and then impart wisdom and advice. Well, yours sounds fake and generic. Oh. After I reread my piece, I realized that my friend was absolutely right, and I went back online and researched the most common things covered in the typical letter to my 20-something self. And you're going to be dismayed to know, but in a huge blow to our collective egos, that most of our 20s were actually about the same, minus the details. So, after compiling all that data, I created a letter to my 20-something self, Mad Libs, for all of us. And you can go ahead and thank me later. So here we go. A letter to my 20-something self, Mad Lib edition. Dear younger self, first off, you look amazing, but please stop wearing blank. It keeps showing up in Facebook pictures and embarrassing us. Trust me. Second, you may think your blank looks blank or your blank feels blank, but don't worry. Before you know it, people will be saying they envy your blank. And one of the most important things I have to tell you is don't be scared to take risks or to follow your dreams. If memory serves, you want to be or do blank by the time you are blank. So go for it. And don't be disappointed if you fall a bit short. Even if you fail, you'll learn valuable lessons about blank. And while in the big scheme of things, failure isn't an option, it's also a near certainty. Same with disappointment. You're going to encounter blank that will break your blank, but you'll find something better later. Just be patient. Please, stop overanalyzing relationships, because the truth is, blanks are stupid. I know you think you're in love with blank now, but there's going to be a few more relationships down the road. I won't tell you exactly how many more, but it's less than blank and greater than or equal to blank. Now, I don't want to mess around with fate, but that cute blank you're going to meet at blank, you should talk to them, because you just may blank them. You're also going to be looking for a job in the real world soon, and there's a really good chance you're going to miss all the carefree times of blank. However, you should stick with that job. Don't quit in blank months. Learning to blank is going to be really blank for your future. I do have some bad news for you, though. There's going to be a few financial recessions coming, so dial back on buying all those blanks you're so into and toss some of that cash into a Roth IRA. Or be ready to move back in with mom. Actually, you may be moving back in with them anyway. And don't worry, there's absolutely no shame in it. And if you ever feel completely lost and directionless, there's always blank school. So relax. Life isn't about blank. It's not a blank. And you're going to be blank in the end. You've got a lot of time ahead of you, so remember, you deserve happiness. Be true to yourself. Embrace the ride. Don't panic. Hang in there. And laugh out loud, because blank works itself out in the end. Love, your future, blank your old self.